Expert plastering done to your home or business, you need to call Wommel Plastering. They've been in business for over 80 years and have done work for the zoo, the Fox Theater, Washington University, and St. Louis University, along with many homes both big and small. They're large enough to offer competitive pricing, yet small enough to give you the personalized service you deserve. Call Wommel at 314-781-9010 or see them at fixmyplaster.com.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
KTRS is hitting the road. John Grayson and John Carney are switching times for a special remote in Belleville. Join John Grayson and Jennifer Blome as they broadcast live from downtown Belleville Friday noon till 3 for the 16th annual Art on the Square. Art on the Square opens Friday evening, but John and Jennifer will be there first to give you details on what you'll see. We're kicking off the weekend in Belleville at Art on the Square, Friday from noon till 3 p.m. with John and Jennifer on KTRS. Only at CeCe's. Enjoy the $5 and change unlimited buffet. All your favorite pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, all for one great price. CeCe's. Prices may vary.
Record low interest rates, health care, taxes. Learn the seven biggest challenges facing anyone retiring in the next several years and how to conquer them on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat. And get your hat.
Apparently somebody is.
Leave your worries.
They are. Like, on the door. You can't say four or a dollar.
Just direct your feet.
I don't know who he's talking to. I don't know.
Mics are on.
What?
Mics are on.
Street.
Oh, my. Oh, shoot.
Can't you hear?
All right, thanks, Dan. Thanks for looking out for me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Got your back, brother.
Thanks, man. Thanks, bro.
Life can
be so sweet.
Leave me, Ovaltine's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang.
Your gang?
Yeah.
I never liked Ovaltine. It had a malty taste. I don't like malt.
No,
I like chocolate. I was a Bosco kid.
I like malt.
They still sell Bosco?
I believe so.
Well, why does what happened that somebody like that just decided to not advertise at all, and they went from being on TV all the time? Kids watching Saturday morning. Bosco! And now, who makes that decision?
I think Nestle Quick took them over, though.
Yeah, but how do you expect to compete if you don't let people know you're still out there? And if you never tell anybody about it? I didn't even know Bosco was still around. I know Nestle's Quick is around. You don't stop advertising if you want to stay in the game. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is the 17th day of May. Hard to believe. It's flying by. Life is flying by. Unless you're 12. If you're 12 and you're sitting in school today, you look up at the clock. And you go, oh my goodness, will it ever be 3? When do you think most kids get out? 3 or 3:30? I don't remember when we got out of school.
I thought it was around 3.
Yeah.
Right around, a little before or right around
generally,
3.
I think high school gets out about 2. And then
2 o'clock?
Yeah, high schools do. High
really?
Schools generally get out about 2 o'clock.
We never got out at 2 o'clock.
I don't remember that.
And then what high school you go to?
Well, now they do, but the high schools get out at 2, and then the middle schools get out shortly after that because once they drop the high schoolers off, they go pick up to go to the middle schools, and then the elementary schools get off later.
Are you having an allergy problem or something?
Yes. I don't know if it's complete allergies or if it's a cold or a mixture of both or
it
what.
It sounds like nasal cancer.
It probably is.
Oh. Sound like that to you, Peon?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare you, but you know, I went online. What does a person sound like with nasal cancer? And it produced some audio, and it sounded just like you.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just telling you, as a friend.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're welcome. So, welcome, everybody, to the show. Trying to figure out how to start this off. I got a call this morning from an advertiser, and he was very upset and concerned, not with us or the show. And I will get to the Burke segment, but I want to hear from some business people who've experienced this. He saw on one of these Yelp type sites where somebody had written some really not so flattering things about the business, and they weren't true. In fact, he read it and he went, I never met this guy. Now, I can understand why he was upset, but it's amazing to me how stupid people are and how people don't understand that when people post a comment, they do it, one, anonymously, and two, sometimes as people they're pretending to be and they aren't really those people. For example, let's say that, okay, the first commercial I have to do today is Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, let's say you go on some site and somebody has posted, they gave one star, half a star out of five to Matheny, and you read it and it says, I'll never have these people out again. The guy, first of all, he didn't even show up. Next time they were late. Do you have any idea, folks, what the chances are that that is completely bogus and that it may very well have been written by a competitor? You're living in some kind of dream world if you don't know and realize that it is a nasty, nasty world. And when you are successful, when you succeed at anything, your car dealer, heating cooling company, whatever, you're a target. And then the other people want to take you down, and social media has made that easier than it ever used to be before by posting this crap. I don't understand why people like the Post-Dispatch, STL Today, you can read an article and then you go read comments. I don't want to read the comments because I don't know who these people are. And when they're really negative, what I think, when I see that is, wow, this is so negative, this must be one of their competitors.
Well, the thing now, I think they finally changed it where, at least on the Post-Dispatch one, I think you have to post through your Facebook account. But you can still make a fake Facebook account.
I have a fake Facebook account that I haven't looked at in 5 years.
Yeah.
So that's not really the solution either. But you know what I'm saying? It's too easy to... And especially with, I don't know, what are the big sites? Yelp, what do people go to see what
Angie's
people say
list?
About businesses? Yeah, Angie's List, that piece of crap.
Yeah.
What are the others? Yelp, there's another couple of big ones where people, let's see what they have to say on blah, blah, blah. You know, I had a listener last week send me an email recommending a product that I might want to take. And it had to do with memory loss. It was a nice email, but it was so positive about this product that I just thought, I'll bet this person is a sales rep. Sure enough, I wrote her back, and she admitted, yes, it's like Amway or any of this other stuff. You have eight people under you, and they have people under you, and you got a garage full of this stuff, and it's some product that nobody has ever really proven works. And I don't know why that stuff is not more regulated or controlled, but it's not. So in addition to writing her back saying, I think you're probably a sales rep, I went and I looked up this product. It's a capsule. I found this is what's so laughable. And I read a couple of hundred, because the postings aren't that long. And they said everything from, this is the biggest ripoff I have ever been subjected to. I bought a bottle of this crap and it does nothing. I looked at the ingredients. I had a pharmacist friend look at it. He said, this is nothing more than a placebo. And then you'd read a posting like, this changed my life. I was losing my memory and now I've got it all back. I'm as sharp as I was when I was. And I thought, okay, that's a sales rep. That's somebody pretending to be a customer who sells this product. Because when they're so extreme, either negative or positive, I just automatically assume, well, there's an agenda here. Folks, you got to ignore this stuff. Now, what I'd like to hear from, here's what I'd like to do. If you have a business, or not even a business, maybe just you are, I don't know, a singer, or like Dan, you have a band, and you know for a fact that somebody went on and posted some negative stuff about you, and they don't even know who you are. They've never used your product, your service, your band, your anything. I'd like to hear your story, because I'll bet there are more out there than we could ever even put on the air in a month, because that's the way the world works. When you are at the top of your game, there are more than one somebody, lots of somebodies who can't stand it until they take you down, even if they have to do it posing as somebody they're not. Here are numbers. Here's the best way. And just give me your story about that negative posting that kept you up at night because you thought you're going to have got a business. Before I give the numbers, let me give you this piece of advice. The best thing you can do is ignore it. Ignore it, because if you call attention to it, it just makes it worse. Now, most cell phones, just call us at *KTRS. That's *5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And then while we take your calls, if we get any, I'll give you an example of my own personal life. I don't have a store, but I have a show. And I've been doing this for a long, long time. And we've done pretty well at this show. We've been here on the air at this station longer than anybody here. We have been doing this for... It's worked, okay? Now, there are people out there who... I don't like that. Other people in the radio business. I'll give you two quick stories. One is the great Mark Christopher story. Mark Christopher, you guys know this story. Mark Christopher worked here. He came on after we got off at 6 o'clock. Nice guy. I never had any beef with him. And this has nothing to do with something he did to me. But when he left here, somebody, some listener, sent me an email and said, Frank, I just didn't know if you had seen this or not on Wikipedia. If you went to Wikipedia and you typed in Mark Christopher, up comes this article, and it starts off real legit. Mark Christopher, born June 2010, like, anyway, radio career, and then... You get down a couple of paragraphs, it says he was recently terminated from KTRS when someone exposed his homosexual affair with Frank Opinion. And then he goes on to say that my wife and I, now this is, when did he leave, 4 years ago? This is a while back.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes on to say that my wife and I are in the process of getting a divorce after she discovered the homosexual affair with Mark Christopher. Mentioned my wife's name, her real name. So it was somebody, I promise you, in the radio business. And they accomplished nothing. I got a good laugh out of it. So did a few people. And then it got taken down. Now, maybe it was taken down because the person thought, oops, I'm about to get caught. But for some reason, it didn't bother me because it was so ridiculous that I would have an affair with Mark Christopher. Come on. Make it more realistic and believable than that. Now, here's the other one. Thank you. We're getting calls from people who know what I'm talking about, having other people post negative crap about them. The other one, and I'll give you the short version of it. It was 8 years of being taunted and tormented and threatened. And whoever this was for 8 years was sending letters to the people I speak for, the advertisers. They'd listen. They knew who they were. They found out who the president was or the marketing. And they sent them letters, horrible letters about me. You guys remember this?
I
think I showed you
yes.
A couple of them.
I do.
Some of the details, yeah.
And they pretended to be representing a group of churches. See, that's always how you get people's attention.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a member of the something Adventist Fourth Day Gospel. And all of us as congregation members have decided en masse to no longer patronize your business because you have Frank Opinion as a spokesman. And then it proceeds to say things like, I condone child molestation. It was horrible. I did not lose one piece of business because of it. In fact, the advertisers would call me, go, hey, they're laughing. You got to see this. And they send me what they were sent. This went on for a long time, even to the point that I visited an advertiser years ago, and I happened to pull in just as this person had left the parking lot, but not before putting under every windshield wiper in the parking lot a colored flyer about how I condone child molestation. And my frank opinion, do not patronize any. And they put them in the customers' cars on this parking lot of this business. I didn't lose that account. It didn't do any good, but it was aggravating. And after 8 years, the person made one mistake, and that was to email me. And he emailed me with this nasty, horrible, one of these days, you know, you're going to go up in flames and your career is going to be over. You don't even deserve to be on the radio, you blankety blank blank. It was nasty and mean. And I thought, well, this is worth a shot. I called a guy. Now, let me before I tell you, it's virtually impossible to find out who sent an email. If the email name is, you know, turtleman6@yahoo.com, you know, you're not going to find out who that is. You need a court order. Not me. I called a guy, and these two guys know who he is. We haven't talked to him for a while. It turns out he not only is an electronics technical computer genius, he was the head of the team that wired the Watergate Hotel for Nixon. So back when nobody knew this technology, he did. And I said, I would love to know who this is, because this reeks of the same negative, hateful tone of this person who's been trying to send advertisers. He goes, send me the email. I forwarded it to him. Within 15 minutes, he says, here's your guy. And it was a guy on the air in St. Louis. And don't speculate and don't write me and go, hey, was it so-and-so? I'm not going to answer that. But got him. And he had, the email was under his, I guess when he originally took it out or registered, whatever, his real name. And I knew who he was. I knew his name on the radio. So I emailed him back and I said, gotcha. After 8 years, finally the puzzle is solved. You know what he said to me? You got nothing. You got one email. That's all you have. Well, I knew the rest was him. let me talk to Linda. Linda, how are you?
I am fantastic, Frank. How about you?
Great. What's your story?
Well, let me just tell you, I work for a company, so I'm not going to mention the company's name, but I've seen it happen on reviews. And there will be, well, I'll talk about this one particular individual who went on and said that, oh, don't trust this company. They will rip you off of the shipping charges, and you'll be forced to pay all these shipping fees. And what's so ridiculous about that, because I know this is not how our company works, is that there's actually a place where you put in your zip code and it gives you an automatic estimate of your shipping fees. And they were just blasting the company about that. They were also saying that, oh, they will steal your items. I mean, it went on crazy.
Yeah.
You know why? It's because our company has grown very quickly, has won a lot of awards in a very short window, and we are revolutionizing what we do. It just leads me to believe what you've been saying all along. I think it's a competitor.
It is a competitor, and they're jealous, and jealousy is the meanest, nastiest disease there is. I mean, I don't mean to say it's worse than cancer, but it is a disease. And when they see that you, we're only doing this much in total sales, look at them. Let's find a way to knock them out and take them out of business. It's horrible, and there's nothing we can do about it.
No, and you know what, though? What really upset me is that I'm sitting there going, this is not how it works.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? This is a total lie. This individual is just lying.
And this obviously was on one of these review sites, but let me ask you a question.
That actually matters, because our company asked us every time to please, you know, after we've had a successful encounter with our clients, to please send out a review and see if they'll be willing to give us a good review. You know, that's what you do.
But let me ask you this. Did it put you out of business? No.
No.
You're doing fine.
No.
You're doing fine.
Yes.
Yeah. You just have to take a breath and realize that what this person is trying to do, they're not going to accomplish with a cowardly post. They're just not.
No. And you know what? I don't know about you, Frank, but I am so fed up with the nasty, hateful trolls that are out there right now.
I've been fed up with it for a long time, but it wasn't until the social media thing came, it was entirely different and a lot harder to attack somebody. This has made it so much easier. There ought to be a way to force people to identify themselves if they're going to
make
statements.
If you're going to post a review, you should have to identify yourself.
Right.
Linda, absolutely.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And Ken, how are you, Ken?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Great. What's up?
I have a story you won't believe.
I'll believe it.
I'm a business owner, and my phone number is on the internet. So I get a lot of phone calls from people soliciting things that I don't want or need or anything like that, and I just hang up on them.
Yeah.
So I hung up on this one guy, and he called me back. I hung up again, and next thing I know, he goes to Google and writes a scathing review like he's one of my customers.
Oh, my God. But, of course, I believe that.
Unbelievable.
And I'll ask you the same question. Did it put you out of business? No.
No, but we are completely at their mercy. I had to call him back, a telemarketer. I had to call him back and apologize.
Oh my! And did he repost?
Yeah, and he changed it, and it's still on Google. He says owner called me back and apologized. It's a good company now, or something like that.
Oh, good night. Let me tell you,
We got him back. Listen, we do. Well, I also have a telemarketing department, and since I knew who he was and his phone number, we pranked him. I pranked his boss, and I think I got him fired.
Yeah, you're my kind of guy. Vengeance is wonderful. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. See? What did he say to the guy that hung up on him because you're telemarketer? So because he hung up on him, he goes and decides to go on Google. Where do you go? Where do you go?
I think Google has reviews now for any business. Like when you search on Google Maps for a business, underneath it'll have like out of 5 stars what it's rated.
And I will tell you that I think it's very important when you go anywhere now and they say, please participate in the survey and let my boss and the people know how we did. I think it's important to do that because I think the promotions and the raises and whether or not you get the state, I think a lot of it depends on your satisfaction survey results. And I'm going to give you an example of something I didn't mean to do. But I did about 5 years ago to a guy. He came out to install, it was a satellite dish or something like that. And he said, listen, he leaves me a receipt and on it, there are the instructions. Just go to this website and please fill out the satisfaction survey. He said, it won't take a couple minutes. I'd really appreciate it. He was the nicest guy. So I said, sure. I go on there. And it was one of these deals where, to me, it was backwards. 1 is great. And 10 is the worst.
Oh.
I gave this guy all 10s.
Oh. I think you told this story on
the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know, and this poor guy, I had to call later for something, and he had given me his cell phone. If you ever have any problems? Remember, I don't know that I've done this.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, let's give the guy all 10s. And I called him, and it was like I was talking to a different person. I said, are you okay? He goes, yeah. I said, but I have to tell you something. I got called in to my boss's office, and they showed me your survey, what you put. He said, what did I do to you? And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, I'm sorry, but, man, I don't know that I deserve that. I said, deserve what? And then he proceeds to tell me that the scale, and I said, whoa, wait a minute. He said, I will admit, he said, you're not the first person to get that wrong and mess that up, thinking that 10 was the best and 1. I said, they need to So I called his boss. I said, give me your boss's name. And I had a nice chat with his boss, and I said, you need to understand something. Destroy those survey results, and let me send you more. I'll just tell you what they are right now. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. This guy could not have. I said, this is my mistake. He wasn't horrible. He wasn't all 10s. He was 1s. But you need to change your scale the way you... And they do. That'd be like saying 1 star, 1 to 5 stars. 1 is the best. No,
that's
not the best anywhere.
Yeah.
It's 5 stars, not 1. So just, if you have a business or whatever it is you do and you see nasty stuff posted, that's the world we live in. Just take a breath and go on and do what you've been doing. Do the best you can do and treat people right. And I don't think that posting, that jealous, mean, horrible competitor or whoever that was, there's no way that person could put you out of business or destroy your career with just 1 posting here and there. It's more about what all these other people say about you. So I know it's easy to say ignore it. And a lot of people couldn't understand why I wasn't upset about the homosexual affair with Mark Christopher thing. It was too funny to be upset about because it was ridiculous. And anybody that called me about it said, hey, they're laughing. They didn't call. Nobody called and said, I didn't know you had an affair with him. It didn't happen. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, as long as we're talking about this stuff, if you ever get asked to rate or grade Matheny, it probably means that you were a customer at some point. If you haven't been, I'm going to invite you to make an appointment with Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, I know I've heard commercials where people say, don't you dare turn on that air conditioning system this summer without having blank, blank, so-and-so come out. Like if you do, it's going to blow up or something. I'm not going to play that game. I think you can probably turn it on and it'll be fine. I've done it. Now, I don't like that smell in the winter when you turn the heat on for the first time, like your house is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's just, I guess, dust and junk in the vents that's getting
bug
heated
carcasses
up. Yeah, you're re-cooking giblets of some microwave meal that fell in the ductwork. You don't necessarily have to call Matheny before you turn it on, but why not? What a great feeling to have somebody check it out and go, you're good for the summer, barring some unforeseen thing that doesn't show up. You're good to go. And then you got the name and you got the person and you know who to call when something does happen. You don't have to scramble around and ask your neighbor, who did you have come out? You just call Matheny. 76 years in business, St. Louis County and St. Charles County. If you live outside those counties, I'm really sorry. But if you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, or your business is in one of those counties, lucky you, good for you. Yes, Matheny will be happy to be your heating and cooling company. And it doesn't matter how big or small the business or the home is. And it doesn't matter what kind of heating and cooling system you have. Name a brand, any brand, boom, yeah, yes, 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 they service it. They're trained on all of those pieces of equipment. And when the time comes to replace, you want to make sure you're dealing with somebody that knows how to replace a system properly, and they do. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Time to check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a mess on eastbound Highway 70. It looks like we have two incidents. The first one, you're jammed up from Jennings Station Road through Union. You get a little further east of that, then you're jammed from Shreve to Salisbury, where there's an accident, and they are diverting traffic to Salisbury right now. So you've got a mess there. We just got word of a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane on eastbound Highway 255 at Telegraph. See a little bit of a slowdown there. If you're on southbound 270, traffic is running slow now from north of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, they just cleared the accident that was at Lindbergh, but you're jammed up McDonald through Lindbergh and then 170 through New Florissant. And northbound 55, the right lane jamming up from the ramp of 44 to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. When it's time for new technology, go to Staples. Purchase a new PC or printer at Staples and receive 30 days of tech support free. See store or staples.com for details. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Enters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
In partnership with Fox 2 News.
Reporting live here in East Carondelet, Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
Live in St. Louis County, Michelle Medeiros, Fox 2 News.
Live at City Hall, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Keep you connected to what's happening in our area. KTRS. Depend on it.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text FUEL to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard.
But on what?
On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Spring, nature's way of celebrating, and Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center has the decorations. Whether you need flowers around the house or a complete landscape, Pasiglia's is the premier nursery in St. Louis, located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. Exquisite premium quality plants found only at Pasiglia's. Beautiful flowers, colorful hanging baskets, and gorgeous pre-arranged planters everywhere you look. Trees, plants, and perennials in full bloom are absolutely stunning. The Pasiglia's family has been in business in St. Louis for more than 65 years. The professional, knowledgeable staff will help you through the colorful and beautifully maintained nursery that may make you believe you're strolling through the botanical gardens. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion Edge or Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home of Yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, we get out of Collinsville.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney June 9th at Normandy Golf Course will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors, and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw-Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to KTRS.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open to benefit our veterans is presented in part by the Flooring Industry Council, Right Door Company, Frederick Roofing, and Galmish & Sons.
So this guy, you know, says, man, my knee is killing me. And he said, I don't understand it. And I said, why don't you go to the Good Feet store? He says, it's not my foot, it's my knee. And I said, well, you know, go there anyway. It could be the source. He says, I'm not going there. And then he died.
Oh.
True story.
Do you know who it was?
I'd rather not say.
Oh.
They still haven't notified all the relatives. This just happened 2 hours ago.
Whoa.
Still kind of broken up about it.
Man.
Well, there you go, you know. True story. And sometimes you just blow something off because you don't think it makes any sense. How could an insert or an arch support, what could that have to do with my back aches and my head? Well, they could be related, I'm telling you. I'm not saying they are because I don't know your situation, but if you go into a good feet store, and I'm going to give you the two locations in a minute, the ones in the St. Louis area, if you go in there, and they'll say hello, and you'll say hi, and they'll say, how can we help you? Where's your pain? And you'll tell them, and no matter where you say the pain is, they're going to have you stand on a carbon thing in your socks. I liked it that they didn't make me take my socks off. Do you have, you consider your feet ugly or like pretty okay or?
My feet?
I think I have both. I have pretty normal feet.
I don't think mine are disgusting.
Mine are not normal at all.
No, Dan especially has those big toe issues.
Yes.
Sidebar, when I was a kid, my next door neighbor had webbed feet like a duck. I mean, wow. All his toes were grown. There's a web. They weren't separated.
The two toes next to the big toe on both of my feet have some webbing to them.
Well, you ought to be able to swim like crazy. You don't need those flippers.
Well, yeah, because I have the webbed fingers, too. That you got.
Now, there was another kid. This is the Sticks of Tennessee. He never wore shoes. He was, when he lived next door to us, he was about 8, 9 years old. Never, ever. Yeah, except when he had to. But when he come over to school, this kid could walk on anything, glass, rocks. He could, and he had feet like leather.
Ma, I don't want to put my shoes on.
Not to wear them damn shoes again. No, he took a knitting needle to show me how tough his soles of his feet were and pushed the knitting needle right through the sole of his foot sideways. Yeah, he had like a quarter inch, half inch of just pure callus on the sole of his shoe. And now back to the Good Feet commercial. If you have pain, don't rule out the fact or the possibility that a simple arch support, if you want to call it insert, whatever, might be the solution, because it might be. It has been for thousands of people. Take you 30, 40 minutes to find out. You don't need an appointment. Here are the two locations. In West County, Olive, west of 270, sort of catty-cornered across from Fridays. I actually got an email last week from somebody who said kitty corner.
Kitty corner.
And I know that's supposed to be correct.
Yeah.
That's the only time in my life I've ever heard anybody say kitty corner. So, ma'am, you were right, but I'm still not saying it. I'm going to say catty corner. Olive, west of 270, catty corner from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerbergs. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't.
I don't either.
Whoa. What's going on here?
I don't know.
Let's take some calls. Here, let's go.
Okay.
Call us. Hey, and call it. If you have a couple more stories, I'd like to hear them about somebody posting negative crap about you online, and you know it's not true, and you couldn't sleep at night because somebody's out there lying and being a coward about you online, or anything else you want to talk about. Quickly, before I give the numbers. Before that, reminder, Dr. Doug Pernikoff comes in because today is Wednesday. If you have a pet and you need some advice or some help, my goodness, this guy, he's been doing this 15 years or so on this show, and people love him. If you love your pets, call Dr. Doug. Here we go. Star, not for Dr. Doug, anything else. Star KTRS, that's most cell phones, which is star 5877. Or other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. While we wait and see if anybody calls, and Dan, put your name on the screen. Peon gave me a great article a couple days ago about squatters' rights. People that they'll rent a house or something, they trash it, and you want to get rid of them. It's virtually impossible to kick them out. You can't just kick them out. The laws are written in such a way that people can just go in a house, and if the police are called, they go, no, I'm renting here. And even if you're lying, they can't remove you from the house. It's pretty interesting. We'll get into that later, too. I had a bad experience with that, too. I've had a bad experience, at least one in my life, about anything you can mention. I think most people have. Doug, you're up. How are you? What can we do for you?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good, Doug. What's going on?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, last last week you guys were talking about, you were talking about Johnny Landoff at the Washington Elizabeth exit, mm-hmm. and then you say if you're coming from the east, it's the Elizabeth Washington exit.
Correct.
Okay, well, the best I can figure is it's simply the way the geographics lay out on where side of, as you get off the road, if you make a right, you're going to go on Elizabeth, and if you make a left, you're going to go on to Washington if you're going west, or east, I'm sorry.
No, that's true. That is true. But why? I mean, why? And how did the top one become the one to the left and the bottom one the one to the right? And nobody really knows which is which anyway. So why not just put the same thing on both sides of the road?
Well, actually, I'm going down 55 right now. I live down, and there's a highway that you cross, and it's double O, double D, and they put those side by side. Now, double O is to your left as you're going south, and mm-hmm. double D is to the right as you're going south, and then it's opposite as you're coming north. So I guess it's just the way they do the signage. I don't know.
There's another thing I used to know, and I forgot it, and it's easy to look up, and it has to do with interstates and the numbers, and you can tell by the number whether it runs east or west. Do you guys remember that, how that works?
No.
They're specifically numbered.
You're right.
For a reason.
And I know what you're talking about.
Odd numbers go east and west, and odd numbers go north and south. I know that.
Now, hang on. If odd numbers go north and south, how come there's a 270 north and 270 south?
Well, that's 270. That's a loop. That's a loop highway.
No, you're right.
Oh, the three. Right. The three. But 70.
I think he's right. I think you're
highway
right.
70 goes east and west, right?
Right. That's what ends in a zero, so that's an even number.
That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Even goes east and west.
Come on, Dan.
Yeah, Dan, come on. No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I was thinking of the seven.
Thank you, John. Grief. Thanks, John. Thank you for listening.
I'm
Thanks
sick.
For calling. Let's go to Nancy real quickly. Nancy, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. What do you got for us?
Well, this is kind of interesting. You know how everybody is calling in about, people saying negative things online, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Well, I have a little story for you. A friend of mine had bought a house from a guy, a builder, and I'm not supposed to say his name.
Okay.
But he did not pay his workers, and they're all like, like the roofers and the HVAC guy, and all these people didn't get paid for their work. He kept on putting them off, and he owes them like hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then he bails and goes to another state and starts another company.
Oh,
well, she posted it online, and do you know that his lawyer contacted her and made her remove it from her posting?
Oh, yeah. The laws are all in favor of the bad guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that
the guy
something?
The guy is getting away with hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not only that, like, how does he sleep at night? You know what I mean? Karma would get him in the butt.
Those people sleep like babies. This is all they know. But there's more of that than people realize, though. Coming into town, set up shop, and then rack up a lot of business and leave. You take the money, but you don't pay your... Yeah, no, that's...
How do you... I mean, what do you do about that? You can't put it online because then his lawyer calls you.
And what if she... By the way, that's intimidation. What if she'd said, no, I'm not going to remove it? What would he have done? Nothing. I don't think there's anything he could have done. I think he scared her, and that's what happens when somebody says, I'm an attorney, or you get attorney letterhead. It scares people, but I'm telling you, I think if she had said, screw yourself, I'm not doing it. I'm not taking it down. I think that would have been the end of it.
I think
he knows that if he contacts people, they'll cave.
And especially if it's the truth.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all documented.
Yeah. I mean, there's roofers and HVAC guys and electricians, and all these guys haven't gotten paid. And I tell you what, I would love to post something. I don't think I could do it civilly.
Well, I think you could, just from talking to you. But here's the thing. Nobody wants the threat of a lawsuit. It scares people when, in fact, it's an empty threat.
Yeah.
I think she should have left it up there. But I appreciate the call. It's a good story.
All right. I wish I could say the guy's name.
Nah, better not.
I can't sneak it in there?
No. Thank you, Nancy.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. I've told you folks this, too. I don't mind saying the name Total Leisure Concepts. They were on this show for like a year and a half. And not only did they pay their bills on time, they paid them early. They were real smart. The guy established not only great credit. And a year goes by and everything's wonderful. And then all of a sudden, it's 30 days. That's not uncommon. 30 days, no big deal. Then it's 60. And I thought, this is, you call it, and they always do this. Oh, the bank messed up. I love that. Yeah, we changed banks, and they got everything all screwed. I'll take care of it. 90 days. At 120 days, I just go to see the guy. Gone. Padlocks, gone. Middle of the night, warehouse emptied, everything gone. He went to another town, did the same exact thing. Mm. Established credit, and then, once he's got a couple of $100,000 worth of advertising he has no intention of paying for, he leaves. Yeah, it happens. All right, Dr. Doug, coming up after the 4 o'clock news break. I have just enough time to... I wish I knew who to thank at American Equity Mortgage. Deanna, I guess. Everybody there that has ever had anything to do with how they spend their advertising dollars over the last 25 years, because that's how long they've been with us. So thank you, American Equity, and thanks to every one of you who has ever said, I'm AM in the PM, and that's why I'm here, or that's why I'm calling you. That's what keeps us on the air. American Equity Mortgage, in the mortgage business and in the business of replacing bad loans with a good loan. Example of a bad loan, and the best example, credit card payments. Credit card is it's debt. You use your credit card, you just borrowed money. You got to pay it back. And with interest, and with a lot of interest, especially if you drag it out and you make minimum payments. It's all designed for them, not for you. That minimum payment thing, it looks great. Ooh, we owe $6,000, but look, we can just make a minimum payment of $68. Yeah, you can for the next 30 years if you want to do that. Talk to them. It's called Bill Consolidation or Home Equity Loan, American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Belk Park Golf Course in Wood River, Illinois continues to be the best maintained public course in the area. They have beautiful Zoysia fairways and new golf carts. Rates are just $29 weekdays and $39 on weekends. Twilight golf is just $18 after 3 p.m. 7 days a week. After 12 noon, the rate is just $25 weekdays and $30 on weekends. Check out their driving range and practice green. It's all at Belk Park Golf Course in Wood River.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.